You may remember we had a query from a listener yesterday. His mum, who's 85 years old, has been called to her GP surgery for the COVID booster jab, and she's getting the flu jab on the same day. They're doing both together, he says. First of all, he said, number one, I never heard that the COVID booster jab was authorised. And then his opinion is that getting the two shots together is a lot to get at the same time for someone that age, and he's wondering if it's too soon to get a booster jab. And there are similar such concerns amongst our listeners this morning as well. So we thought we'd ask Dr. Anthony Breslin on the show again, Director of Public Health with the HSE in the Northwest, to give some clarification on this. Anthony, thanks for joining us once again. The booster jabs are being offered now, is that correct?
For certain,
yeah. And nothing for anyone to be too worried about, you would feel?
Oh, no, not at all. Obviously, it's a booster jab for people, so they've had the other vaccines, and they might have had minor symptoms or sort of moderate symptoms, sore arm, et cetera, et cetera, and maybe tiredness, whatever, but they have worked through that. And we know that from the research available that some groups do benefit by getting a third dose, sort of the elderly and the immunocompromised. So that's why they are being offered this in the next couple of weeks. And obviously it's the usual time for the flu vaccine. Get that in before the flu sort of hits us. And because there's increased travel now, et cetera, we will get flu this year. We virtually had no flu last year, so we'll get flu this year. And giving the two vaccines at the same time is not a problem.
No issue at all. So there should be no concerns in that.
You get lots of vaccines together. I mean, if you think of childhood vaccination, young kids can get two or three vaccines, even four vaccines at the same time. It might be in different arms, etc., like that. But that's regular practice.
Right. Okay. So any concerns?
And the last point, sorry, Niall, is the booster has been sanctioned by NIAC and Department of Health, etc., etc.
Yeah, okay, they're probably just not maybe people aren't aware of the information which is out there. So this is all very normal, and it's for specific groups, isn't that right?
Yes.
More vulnerable, okay.
Yes, the over 80s, those who have immunosuppression for some reason, and over 65 in residential care facility.
Right, okay. The point you made about the flu, that's an interesting one. You're expecting more flu cases this year, Anthony. Is that right?
Yes, because flu circulates around the world. Usually starts sort of in Australasia and that part of the world. They get it before us. Then it comes up through Africa, Southern Europe, and into Northern and West Europe. And that's where we get us in our winter time, because people are indoors, etc. Their general protection in terms of the respiratory cilia, that sort of clear bugs from your throat, etc. They don't work as well because of these temperatures. People are indoors, etc. And then we get things we haven't had before, so that's why we get an increase in flu. So, as we know, last year we didn't have any, if sort of nil travel, so that stopped not just COVID going around, but also other infections. People were in lockdown. We had very little E. coli. We had very little Cryptosporidium, etc. The fact is that because people are around about more, we will get flu this year.
Right, okay. So the vaccination process, I think there's up on, is it 90% vaccinated at the moment? I don't know if you know the figures.
Yes. That's for the over 18s.
Yeah.
We're a bit concerned in Donegal that we had a slightly lower rate than the rest of the parts of the country, and were the highest rates of COVID infection. But that has improved up in the 80s now, thankfully, so that should provide some protection. It's a bit slower in the younger age groups, sort of the teens, but that's sort of going to take a bit of time and that will push vaccination rates in general higher. And then we are waiting to see what's going to happen regarding the younger children. There's been sort of no decision yet about whether we give sort of the under 12s the vaccine or not. But thankfully, they don't get terribly sick. They don't spread it, etc. So we'll wait and see what the result comes out there.
Right, OK. So it was a more positive picture when you were talking to us last week in relation to COVID numbers in the Northwest and the situation at Sligo University Hospital. That still is the case, is it, Anthony?
Oh, well, the numbers, thankfully, are decreasing. We're down now sort of for the whole Northwest under the hundreds, which is good. Still more in Donegal than Sligo Leitrim, but still the overall figures are on the in the right direction. And although we're getting cases in residential facilities in the elderly, the numbers are small, sort of two or three. We're not getting sort of 20 or 30 people in a building getting sick, like we did, say, this time last year, or in the spring of 2020. And also, thankfully, the people who are getting it aren't getting sick, and we're not getting many hospital admissions. So that does help things enormously.